taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hello, everyone.
Wherever you are,
and whatever
evening. I know they said morning, but some of you, it's evening.
It's afternoon here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And it's barely afternoon.
And it's...
today's program...
Well, the show is Being Here, and today's program is The Art of Listening.
Have you noticed it yet?
Most people are not very skilled at that art.
Have you noticed the next thing? Shy and I finish each other's sentences. We always like to let you know that right up front, in case this is your first show.
Because otherwise you might think that we are...
Not listening to each other.
That's right.
And being rude.
All right.
It's our style of communication. So here we go, rock and roll, Being Here, The Art
of Listening. Now, it's, you know, we normally start each show talking about listening.
Right.
And so we're going to talk about listening again.
But for the whole show.
The whole show.
Why not?
Right. See, most of us think we listen, but mostly we interpret.
Define interpret.
Well, that's to translate what's being said into our own words.
Oh, in other words, what you just meant by saying interpret.
That's interpreting. When you
right.
say, oh, in other words, you're putting it in another set of words.
Now, it is possible from time to time when you redefine something that you're accurate. But it's also really possible that your, in other words, is totally shaving off the edges of what the person is saying. And sometimes the edges make a total difference in what they intend.
Well, if you think you know what someone's saying, you stop listening because you already know it.
Now, I believe we said this before, but I'm going to say it again. We have heard that you are capable of processing thousands of words a minute. Thousands. But most people speak around 200 words a minute. Do you realize how many thoughts you can have between each word and how much you can jump ahead to think you know what somebody's going to say and finish it for them and then be off doing something else before they've even finished their thought? So today we're going to slow down a little, be here, and look at...
listening. Now, here's the thing. We've discovered that if you actually hear what someone's saying, the act of listening will pull you into the moment. And the moment is a magical place where transformation takes place. Transformation is a byproduct of getting into the moment. Having... unwiring the mechanical nature of life happens when you get into the moment. It isn't that you do it. It just starts happening as a result of your being here in this moment of now.
Thanksgiving was a couple weeks ago. If you're listening in Europe, Thanksgiving is a event here in the United States around the last Thursday in November.
What if they're listening in India?
Or Canada or Australia. If you're not in the United States, it's a big holiday generally with family, usually involves a turkey. And
Turkey doesn't like it, though.
And the turkey is not one of your relatives. The turkey is a bird that people sometimes eat.
Sometimes your relatives can be turkeys.
But that's my point. My point is, thank you for leading me to my point, cannot tell you how many people we have heard from in the recent past about how different Thanksgiving was for them this year. That they were able to be with family and that they heard things from their relatives, that they were able to be there and people met grown adult were with their parents and discovered that their parents were people, not just somebody related to them. And it had to do with listening and listening to what they had to say.
So first, let's talk about the three principles of transformation.
Great.
First one is anything you resist will persist, grow stronger, and dominate your life. So if there's anything that you resist, that's what your life becomes about. That's first principle. Anything you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates you. Now, for those of you who don't like being dominated, you got to stop resisting. But that's easier said than done for most people. Let's go to the second principle. Second principle, to my way of thinking, has a lot to do with listening. The second principle says, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time, or you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment of now. What's interesting about that is when somebody's talking and you're listening, you can only really listen if you're listening to what they say. If you're listening to your thoughts about what they're saying, that's all you can listen to. That's not listening.
Maybe you should talk a little bit more about people's thoughts while listening. I can hear people thinking, as you say that, what is he talking about?
That's a thought. See, the conversation... See, here's the thing. Most of us do not realize that we are not, mind you, underline not, the conversation we listen to.
And we're not. And when Shai says that, he is not meaning the conversation that is coming out of your computer, your iPod, or MP3 player right now as you are listening to this show. It's the commentary, running commentary inside seemingly the privacy of your thoughts about the world around you and the input from the world around you.
It's not exclusive to that. It's about you.
And how you feel and whether your stomach's growling.
Whether you like it or whether you don't like something or whether you wish something were different than it is, which, again, is part of the second principle, because things can only be the way they are in this moment of now. Then we have the third principle, which says anything that you allow to be exactly as it is without resisting it, without judging it, completes itself. That another way of looking at that is if you actually hear what somebody's saying without resisting it or judging it, but actually hear it, it's over, it's complete, it's done.
Have you ever had somebody say something to you over and over?
Especially if you're a parent and your child is talking to you about something and you're busy doing something else.
Mommy, 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 mommy. And if you actually are there and listen,
they will tell you what they have to say, and if you're actually listening, they'll be done, because it's almost as though somebody tosses you a ball. If you catch it, then you have it.
And they no longer do, right.
Well, a communication, when said to you or thrown to you, if you listen, you catch it, then it's complete. Most people have agendas. You know, agendas is like a plan or an idea that you want to fulfill. Somewhere down the road, by a certain time, you want to have certain things. Well, to listen, you have to let go of your agenda. You have to be available to hear what's being said. And most of us aren't.
A couple weeks ago, at one of our Monday evening groups, a fellow came. We hadn't met him before. Really nice guy. We'll call him Bob. And Bob said, I want to make a difference with my life. I want to make a difference with my life. I want to make a difference with my life. And he was so immersed in his agenda, he had a hard time hearing what anybody had to say because it might threaten that agenda. He was afraid that they might be suggesting that he wasn't making a difference. So he challenged people. He stopped them mid-sentence, no matter what they were saying. And he'd say, no, go ahead, I want to hear. And eventually people started chuckling. And we said to him, why do you think people are chuckling? He said, because I never let anyone finish their sentence. And then we said, well, yes, that's right. And he said, no, but I'm ready to hear. And he interrupted us again. If you slow slow down a little and listen, what people have to say is not going to hurt you. I actually think sometimes the hardest thing for people to say here is when other people give them compliments.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's tough. Let's define what we're talking about when we're talking about true listening.
Well, I would say true listening is when you listen to hear what another person is saying from their point of view. You're not commenting about it, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. It's more you're hearing what they have to say from their point of view, and you're creating it in yourself, what their point of view is.
Listening to what another has to say from his or her perspective,
right,
from their point of view.
It's an intentional recreation of another's point of view.
It's interesting. I looked up art before the show, and
yeah.
Art was talking about a creative act that defines man, making something more than the simple nature of things. It's the creation and creative. So when you're talking about recreating what another person has to say, it's like you take it and you hold it up to the light and you create it to be exactly what they intend, not what you would prefer.
Exactly. That's true listening.
True listening requires being here.
That's right. You have to be here to hear what another is saying.
I like that. That's a good place to start. So very shortly now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be looking more at the art of listening. We will take calls and callers. We'll look at the impediments to true listening. So come on back and don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education.
The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to the music of your mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. 866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Arielle.
I'm Shia.
Collectively, we're the
Canes, and we are being here with you.
Talking about
listening, the art of listening.
Let's define a few things that get between people and truly listening. Because
okay.
if you're not aware, again, non-judgmental seeing of something, if you're not aware of what gets between you and listening,
then you won't even notice that you're doing it if you are.
One of the first things that gets in the way is defining yourself as something. If you
as a point of view.
So if you define, if you say to yourself, I'm a good listener, then you won't pay attention moment to moment to see
if you're actually listening in this moment.
Or if you say, I'm a lousy listener,
then you won't pay attention to see when you are listening in this moment.
So the first is to let go of the idea of how you listen and get interested in what's happening. And if you're aware, for instance, not so long ago, Shy and I took a long flight back to New Jersey from Hawaii. And when we got home, we were rather tired. And when I am extremely tired, I have to pay attention in regards to listening because it's easier to be distracted by fatigue than it is to be present. So if you know your own personal impediments to listening, then you can pay attention when that comes upon you, like if you're hungry or you're tired or you're feeling insecure or...
Well, since you said feeling insecure...
Yes.
A lot of people don't listen because they don't want to appear to be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to prove they already know. You know, they're proving or going for somebody's approval or defending their point of view as though it matters.
Yes, if you're proving or defending something, you cannot fully listen.
Because in order to listen, it's kind of like a baseball mitt and the ball. Now, people somewhere else in the world where they don't play baseball.
Catch.
If you have something in your hand and somebody's throwing you a ball, that which is in your hand is going to get in the way of your receiving or catching the ball that's being thrown to you. The same way you're holding on to a point of view to remember what you're going to say next when the other person is finished keeps you from hearing what they have to say, at least fully hearing what they have to say. And things do not complete themselves unless they are fully heard.
I think that's a great place to start with Ben, who's a caller we have on the line, and would like to hear what you have to say. Are you there, Ben?
Can you hear me?
Can I hear you?
Okay, great. Actually, my question has a lot to do, I think, with what you were just talking about. I'm an actor.
Okay.
And I have a lot of trouble listening when I'm acting.
Well, let me ask you a question here, Ben.
Okay.
Is it only when you're acting that you have trouble listening?
Well, no. It seems to be especially difficult when I'm on stage.
Is it because you don't like to be corrected or directed?
That could be.
Well,
I feel as though I'm worried about forgetting my lines, or worried about what the audience will think of me, and I'm not present with the other actors on stage.
Ah, so you're talking about something that really applies to everybody, whether or not they are
actors.
If your attention is on you and how you look and how you're doing,
and remembering what you want to say,
which in this case is your lines, rehearsing or rehashing what you've said or want to say, then you can't really be there to listen. So, just first off, technically speaking, having worked for a number of years as an actress myself, the first thing you have to look at then is whether or not you are fully doing your work. So if you are not fully prepared, then you can be knocked off your game. So I think it's really important that you take a look also at how you're learning your lines.
Mm.
And one of the games that I played with myself, just technically speaking, when I was working particularly on stage, but I did it for television as well, if I had a role in a play, I would start with the first line. So if the line was, "Hello, Ben, how are you?" And you said, "I'm fine." And I said, "What are you doing today?" And you said, "I'm going to the movies." And the lines went on from that. If I couldn't go, "Hello, Ben, how are you today? What are you doing today?" If I couldn't run all the lines together of the play without pausing, without your response, then I knew I didn't know them. Wherever I had to pause to think, I knew I didn't truly know them. If I couldn't recite every single word like I was reciting the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, for those of you who don't, English is not the first language, that's the alphabet quickly, A, B, C, D, then I wasn't prepared. I'm not sure you're doing your work.
Right, because if you were prepared, you could be where you were, not worrying about what you had to say next.
But what do you do when you're not acting?
You mean for work?
Yeah.
I'm a waiter. I'm a banquet waiter at a hotel.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a better actor and listen on stage, it's really important that as a banquet waiter, you're really there paying attention to taking care of people around you and paying attention to which people you don't listen to. If you disagree with their drink order, like you don't like that drink, or if it's your boss or manager, or if it's a certain type of person, the way they look, the way they talk, the way they smell. If you can discover how to really pay attention there and not have attention on yourself, it's going to bleed over into your acting, because how you do anything
is how you do everything. So, you see, it's when you said you have difficulty listening while you're acting, I asked the question, is there any place that you don't have difficulty listening? Because it's not restricted just to your acting. How you are anywhere is how you are everywhere.
I see that.
Yeah. And really, an actor's job is not about how they look or how they're doing. It's about taking care of the people around them, including being here, being a person, so that the audience gets so lost in the play or the movie or the commercial or the television show that they forget where they are.
They forget their lives.
They forget themselves.
They go to the theater to be distracted from life.
To get involved. And if you're thinking,
the audience is thinking.
Mm, yeah.
So it may be time for you to take more active part in your life rather than a thought process part in your life. Shai was talking about that in the first segment. I don't know if you were listening.
I was.
Were you listening?
Well, to the best of my ability.
Very good. And he was talking about the internal conversation. Do you find you have a pretty loud internal conversation?
It's very loud and very persistent.
Well, when you say that, I can tell that you're making that internal conversation wrong.
Ah.
And anything you disagree with, as in make wrong,
judge,
try to change or get rid of,
fix,
has to, by its very nature, stick around. So the more you judge this internal conversation, actually, the truth is, the more your internal conversation judges itself, then the more it sticks around. There's a little game you might play, Ben, called being kind to yourself.
But you didn't think that was going to be what we said to you today?
No, I didn't. No, you see, start off by being nice to you, being kind to you. Now, anybody else who's listening, you're allowed to also.
And we won't tell.
No, we won't. See, there's this real misconception in our universe that the only way you get ahead in life is by being rigorous with yourself. And, you know, if you do something wrong, you have to punish yourself for it. And you can't just be kind to yourself and expect to have your life flow and be wonderful, except that's the truth of it. When you're kind to yourself, then you can be kind to others around you. If you're not kind to yourself, then you only do lip service to being kind to people around you.
Very shortly here, Ben, we need to take a break, but it occurs to me there's just a couple other things I would love for us to be able to speak with you about. Are you available to come back after the break?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Great.
Good,
come
on
back. You hang on, and everybody else, come on back. We'll be talking with Ben. Don't miss
Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 7th Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution. Expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education.
The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to The Music of Your Mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We're talking about the art of listening. We're speaking with Ben. You there, Ben?
Yes.
Great.
Yes, I am.
It occurred to me to talk to you just briefly about noticing things. If you notice that you have a very strong conversation, the moment you notice it, if you simply see it, and you have the option right then and there to be re-engaged in your environment, because if you see it, you're already back here. Otherwise, you'd be lost in thought. If you're lost in thought, then you wouldn't even notice you were thinking. You'd still be thinking. So when Shia said, be kind to yourself, it's just really, really important to be kind to yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like when I notice my thought process, I stay in it. I mean, what I do is I'll judge my thought process and chase it around in circles.
Right.
And you're suggesting just noticing it.
Have you ever noticed when you're talking to yourself, your eyes kind of like unfocus, or they stare at the floor, or they go to the ceiling, or they're off in space? The moment you notice it, you can actually just take your eyes and redirect it to something in your physical environment. You could play it as a game for a little bit. So rather than talking to yourself about that which you've been engaged in, the moment you notice you're talking to yourself, you can actually get involved in something in your environment. Try it as a game for a little bit, and if you find yourself in circles, then, you know, don't be hard on yourself for finding yourself in circles. The moment you notice you're in circles, just come on back and look at something in your environment.
See, the moment you notice something, you're no longer in that.
Okay?
Because when you're lost in thought, you're lost in thought.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you notice you're lost in thought, you're no longer lost in that thought.
Try it out. You can get back to us and let us know how it works, okay? Don't think about it.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for being here today.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to let everybody know that the next weekend workshop we are doing, and we're doing it in New York City, and it's the last one that we are doing until later on in the spring, till almost April, is called Passion Revitalize Your Life. It's about discovering how to live your life with passion, moment to moment. It's on January 11th through 13th. You can find out more information about it on our website,
which is
transformationmadeeasy.com. So you can go ahead and go check that out. Come join us. We do have people flying in from all over the world. We'd love to have you with us. You're invited. We have another caller on the line.
Her name is...
Hi, I'm Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
I'm really enjoying this conversation, but it made me question... I find I have strong opinions, and I like to be right. And sometimes if I'm talking, like I saw a relative over the Thanksgiving holiday, my brother, and he's planning to move to Massachusetts, and I just think it's a mistake. And I found it was very hard to listen to him.
Dorothy?
Yeah?
Who knows better about your brother's life, you or him?
He does.
Yeah, who knows better about your life, your brother or you?
Me, definitely.
You're sure of that?
I am.
Okay, so you know that you know what's right for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe he knows what's right for him.
But even I find I want to argue with him. And
but you may want to argue with him for another reason.
I have to assume this is not the first argument you've had with your brother.
No.
Perhaps this has become...
Maybe this is a way of relating in your family.
It's a substitute for love. You know, I have to tell you something I really honor my father for. When Shia and I first got married, my parents were really concerned. They were very worried about it. I was young. Maybe not that young chronologically. I was 25 when I announced I wanted to get married. We were getting married at 26. But I was a young person in a certain respect, in certain respects, mentally
You're
and emotionally.
Still a young person.
I am, it's true. And So my dad had serious concerns, and if it were him, he wouldn't have married Shia. If he thought if I'm Ariel, I would not marry Shia.
Even in Massachusetts?
Even in Massachusetts. And I hope all our Massachusetts listeners are not offended by Dorothy. I'm sure it's nothing to do with your state, and I'm sure she has lots of details that we're not going to go into. But I really liked him voicing his concerns in a question form to me. Are you worried that he's older than you are? Because Shia is 17 years older than I am. And I told him not particularly. It really made no difference to me. And when I just said what I had to say, he then respected my wishes. I don't think that you are listening to what your brother wants to say.
Because you have an agenda.
To be right, to be smart.
Right, not be stupid. And to, is he younger or older?
He's a year older.
He's a year older. You hold him as younger or older?
Younger.
That's right. And you've told him what to do a lot in his life, right?
And he's never listened.
So why should he start now?
Well, maybe this is your way of confirming for him he should make the move.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Sometimes when people are unclear for themselves whether they should move, they invite opposition from the usual suspects so that they can do it, so that they can make the move.
Huh.
And you would be one of the usual suspects.
One of the people who would normally step in and argue.
Say, no, you don't really want to move.
We met a woman not too long ago who was a bit disgruntled with her husband. He was bothering her, but her parents had a lot of opposition to her marrying him, and she managed to have several of her friends talk about being uncomfortable with her husband, and then that gave her license to be with him some more, so that she didn't have to look and see whether or not she was still enjoying
the relationship.
It could be, I know what I'm doing. I don't want to be swayed by other people. But she basically requested people to be in opposition to her. So it might be that you could notice that thing that rises up in you that wants to fight, Dorothy,
mm-hmm.
and not have to exercise it.
So I don't need to try to persuade him anything. Just see
how old
that
are you? How old is
up.
He?
We're in our early 50s.
In our early 50s. So in 50 years,
half a century.
This technique of convincing him to do it your way
has failed every time.
So maybe by arguing with him, you are successfully ensuring he moves forward
in what he says he wants to do. Because any first principle of transformation, Dorothy, anything you resist persists and moves to Massachusetts
against his sister's wishes.
And it's absolutely his decision. It's really nothing to do with me. I mean,
moving to Massachusetts? Yes, that's his decision.
Yeah, his life.
We have to take a break now. We'll come back.
Can you hang out with us, Dorothy?
Sure.
Well,
okay.
Come on back. Everybody, don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com
to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education. The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to the music of your mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about the art of listening today, and we have currently...
Dorothy, how you doing, Dorothy?
I'm doing great, Shia.
Good. Here's the question, my dear. Have you ever heard the story about the Zen master and the college professor?
I don't know that one, no.
Oh, well, then I'll tell you all a bedtime story. Well,
okay.
If it's bedtime where you are. There was this college professor, and he was interested in learning Zen. And so he went to this Zen master, and the Zen master said, well, let's first have a cup of tea, and then we'll talk about Zen. So they sat down across from each other, and the Zen master took a teapot and started pouring tea in the college professor's cup. And he poured it, and it got full, and he kept pouring it. And the professor got very concerned because now the tea is pouring over the side of the cup onto the mat. And he says, stop, can't you see the teacup is full? And the Zen master says, it's just like your mind. See, you have a very full mind, Dorothy.
Yes.
So it's difficult for you to learn or hear anything new.
You let go of what you know.
Your opinions, your ideas about what would be better for your brother, then you might actually hear what he has to say.
Brother, boss, boyfriend, friend, girlfriend, probably mainly men.
Dorothy?
I have a lot of opinions, that's true. And I think of them as, I guess they're a defense.
Well, maybe your opinions are thought of as the truth, as in the reality of things.
I'm certain when you were arguing with your brother, it wasn't an opinion, it was a fact.
Yeah, I thought I was right.
Yes. Now, you know, in life, you can be right, but it costs you something. It costs you aliveness.
And relationship.
And friendship and love and happiness and well-being and a sense of health and aliveness. That's what it costs to be right. But, you know, to be alive, it costs something, too. To have that aliveness costs something, too. It costs giving up being right.
Another possible term for opinion in the way you're using it is a judgment, and it's something that you formed before now, and it's something that you can put forward so you don't have to be here in the intensity of the moment. We were talking about intimacy in last week's show, about without having to be intimate with your environment and yourself, because you can put an opinion forward rather than be there.
And you see, to be here in this moment requires slowing down a little, Dorothy. Your mind is a very, very strong defense mechanism.
And it has a lot of chatter,
yes, but it's also there to defend you from people and from intimacy and vulnerableness. That's a word.
Vulnerability. How's
okay.
that?
Okay, being vulnerable.
The
how's
ability
that?
To be vulnerable. Bull.
Bull, yes. And that's not bull.
You could have a sense of humor about this, you know.
Really, Dorothy? See, our approach is anthropological, not psychological. So you could take the approach of being an anthropologist studying a culture of one yourself. If you did that is to non-judgmentally notice the way you interact with your life and your mechanical ways of relating to life. If you just notice them, they lose their power over your life. If you just notice them.
The other thing is, you laid out something for us, which was a really great example, this conversation between you and your brother. But it's gone now. So you don't need to go back and rehash and rehearse, because you'll be thinking about that and you won't be listening to us right now. There are plenty of people out there listening to the show who aren't necessarily
listening
right now, because they're talking to themselves about whether or not they have opinions or their relationship with their brother.
Whether or not they agree with what we're saying.
You can just let go of what you did and your opinion about what you did, which is a judgment, and simply notice how you're listening now. And
see,
listening now.
Right, and you don't have to go back to the past to fix the past. All you have to do is be present in this moment, and that is enough to transform your life. And when your life transforms, your past transforms along with it.
And your question, Dorothy, somewhat comes from a problem solution framework. You presenting yourself a little bit today like you're a problem, and you have a problem, and your opinions are a problem. But if you see, and you do, because you're the one who told us, that your opinions get between you and having a harmonious relationship or being able to listen to your brother, if you know that, the moment you notice you're locked in an opinion,
you can disengage, because you do have, it is up to you. You see, your life is up to you. You can either be right about it, or you can have a life. If you see it, it no longer runs you.
Okay?
That's cool.
Great. Hey, thanks for your call today, really.
Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome. Hey, speaking of this call today, and are talking to Dorothy, are talking to Ben, are talking to you, wherever you are, tell your friends about this show. Send them the link. If you are on our email list, great. If you're not, go to transformationmadeeasy.com, sign up on our email list. You will get a bulletin each week about what the theme of the show is about. And you can forward it to your friends, and it's actually a link that you can click on to go right to the show each week. Or you can do it directly from our website. We have a little Being Here button. If you happen to miss the show and want to see it, listen to it later, you can just go, click on the link and go and listen, pick it up and listen, download it or stream it live on your computer. It'll be archived, but you can also go through the archives and listen to whatever show you happen to have missed or whatever show you want to hear over again. But really, share the wealth. Tell your friends. it's very exciting what's happening. We've been hearing from people all over the world. We heard from someone last week in San Anselmo, California, and we're saying hi. And really, we're really enjoying being here with you folks, and we love that you're sharing it with your friends. In fact, you know, Shai, we've been hearing people have been putting it in their blogs.
Really?
Up on selfgrowth.com and other places. So, you know, the other thing is we have postcards we send out. We have e-cards. You're welcome to avail yourself of it and share it with people. It's a very exciting thing.
Being here.
You know I mentioned the Passion Weekend. Can you tell I'm passionate about this?
Yes, I can. And I'm very happy about that, to tell you the truth.
Me too. You know, when you get excited about your life, you get younger. We've been meeting lots of folks lately that are a lot older than their age. But if you go about your life with passion...
See, the second principle of transformation says life can only show up like it does. So you can either complain about it or you can enjoy it. If you're complaining about it, you're succumbing to your life. If you are enjoying it, but however life shows up, you are surrendering to your life, and surrendering to your life gives you the freedom of being the author of your life rather than a victim of your life.
Look, we really have appreciated being here with you today.
Come back next week. Join us for being here. Visit our website at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Well, join us next week. Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in.